So we started Perek Oishe Rabba, that starts on Pezayin on the base. Just to review, the Gemara shows from the Mishnah, from the Mishnah later, that Eid Echod is Neman by Meis Baila. If the husband is missing, you don't know if he's alive or dead, and Eid Echod comes and says the husband is dead, Eid Echod is Neman. So that's going to be the discussion. What is that based on? Is that a Din D'Oraisa or is that a Din D'Rabbanan? Then the Gemara quotes another, attempts to quote another source that Eid Echod is believed to tell a person that he has to bring a korban chatas. Eid Echod comes and tells, if two Eidim tell him, achal techele b'shoigeg, so two Eidim aneman to give einish misa, two Eidim aneman to give einish malka, so certainly two Eidim are believed to be mechayev a person to eat, to bring a korban chatas, unless he contradicts them, unless they say, achal techele b'shoigeg, and he says, not true. So that they can't read his mind, even though it looked like it was shoigeg, but he denies it. He says mezid ha'isi, so say we believe him, and he doesn't bring the korban. And the same thing by Golus, Tosis on the first Mishnah and Makkos discusses two witnesses say harakta b'shoigeg, and he says not true. It was mezid ha'isi. I made it look like an accident. I did a good job, made it look like an accident. And we had a third Gemara like that, then Cheskas Habatim, that if the witness, the witnesses, the neighbors testify that someone was living in this house for 3 years in a row, and that's called, that constitutes a Cheskas Habatim Shalashanim, and he claims that he bought the house from the previous owner, from the Murakama. So we believe the one who was living there for 3 years. What if the Murakama, the one who used to own the house before, comes and he tells the witnesses, how do the witnesses know that he was there every day and every night? The Gemara says, neighbors, it looks to them like he was there every day and every night. But what if the previous owner comes and he says, I came on Thanksgiving night and he wasn't there. Then I came on New Year's Eve and he wasn't there. Then I came on Erev Pesach and he wasn't there. He picks out particular dates. He says, I came to my house and there was nobody there. It was empty. The Eidim don't know every single night. The Gemara says, Shivibi, the neighbors, maybe indeed, they know generally. They know Yedis Yedir below Yedis Riyah. They don't have a Yedir Badois that it was there every single day. So then if the Murakama contradicts them, so it's the same as this, the Rishonim put it all together. So if two witnesses say, Achal Techele B'Shoigeg, they believe, unless he contradicts them and he says, Mezid Ha'is, he wasn't B'Shoigeg. What if Eid Echad comes and he says, Achal Techele B'Shoigeg? So then, if he contradicts him and says, it's not true, Lo Echalti, so it says he does not bring a korban chatas. But if he doesn't contradict them, then the Gemara says, oh, Eid Echod is believed to be mechayiv a korban. Then the Gemara says, that's not because Eid Echod is believed. Here Eid Echod is believed to say Meis Baila. There is not Eid Echod is believed. If the person, Eid Echod tells me, achal techele, and I'm shosik, so shtika koido, that's why. It's as if I myself was maskim, moide to what the Eid Echod said. But all right, that if I contradict the Eid Echod, he's not believed. So it must be that if I don't contradict Mashtika Kodo. So that, the Gemara scratches out that raya. The Gemara wanted to bring three sources. The first source was, Eid Echod is Neman by Meis Baila. That's the theme of this part of the Masechta. Starting from here to the end, it's all about Heter Agunas. Heter Agunas is the longest siman in Shulchan Aruch. Siman Yud Zayin and Ebenezer. That's the history of the Jewish people. They were always, the Nochem were always killing Jews. And they were always killing husbands, and it was hard to ascertain whether no one knew whether the husband was alive or dead. He was missing. Nobody knew. So that's the longest siman, I think, in all of Shulchan Aruch. They give all the gory details, all the descriptions of the cases where they found the dead body, and how they identify that this is the husband of the wife. What constitutes simanim? We'll learn some of it here. So first, Nahama. So first they quoted source, Eid Echod is believed by Meis Baila, Agunas. Then they suggested to quote Eid Echod is believed to be Mechayev Korban Chatas, Achal Techele B'Shoigeg. And Mar said, that's not a right. That's not based on Eid Echod. That's because Shtika Kohido. If the person about whom they're talking doesn't say yes or no, doesn't say one or the other, then Shtika Kohido. So then they finally said, okay, that's on the top. Let me hear the fourth line, on the top of Peches. El Allah Mishum Ishtik, Shtika Kohido Adamya. So Gemara says, no, Ella, why is What's another case where Erechad is good? Erechad is good by Erechad Beisur. The Gemara says, Svaruhu, Erechad should be good by Meis Bailah, Midah Dehavi, because it should be similar to Achaticha, have a piece of flesh. Sofik Chela, Sofik Shuman. Chelim and Shuman is the exact same thing. The only thing is, what parts of the animal did you find it in? So it's the same fatty substance, and it's exactly the same in a behema and a chaya. In a behema, the chelim is osir, and the chaya, the chelim is mutter. The exact same chelim, and a chaya is mutter, and a behema is osir. And it's the exact same type of chelim, if it's in a different location in the animal, then we call it shuman, it's mutter, and if it's in certain locations, the Gemara in Chulin gives you the description of when, which chelim is osir, which is mutter. So the Gemara says, if you have a chaticha, a piece of flesh, and you don't know what it's kosher treif, so the Gemara says, Eidechot is believed. So the same over here, Eidechot is believed to say meis bar. The Gemara says, Midami, what's the comparison? Hosam, you have a chaticha, you don't know one way or the other whether it's kosher treif. Eidechot is believed to say it's chelev. Eidechot is believed to say that it's shuman. But here, for the last 25 years, you know, the woman was married, she has children, she's becheska say shizish. So the Erecha comes and says that the husband died a year ago. That's Keneged HaChazaka. So the Gemara says, it's not a comparison. That's what the Gemara says. Me, dummy, what's the comparison to the other case? Also, by the case, you have a Chaticha, you don't know whether Shuman or Chelev. Lo Yischazik Yisur. It's not, Erecha does not testify Keneged Cheskasisa B'Hocha. To say, Meis Baila, Yischazik Yisur Adeshashish. She was married for many years. That's one taina. Number two, another taina is, even if it wouldn't be a schazik yisur adeshashish, and dobe should be ever pachas mishnayim. So why should Erechad be believed over here by Meis Baila? The two reasons why it should not be believed. We have a pasuk that dobe should be ever needs two edim. What's the pasuk? So the Gemara here doesn't say the Gemara, the end of Gittin says the pasuk. It says, Nalchumish ki motzah ba'erva's dover. If the husband ascertains that his wife is a soita, then he has to divorce her. How did he ascertain that she's a soita? Ki motza bo erva's dover. So Gemara says dover dover mi mamin. You have the gzera shava from the pasuk al pishne edim al pishlosh edim yakum dover. So just like by mamin yakum dover, you need to edim. So to ascertain a dover should be erva, you also need to edim. In isurim erechad is neman, but in dover should be erva, you need to edim. That's one taina. And then the other taina is, even if it would have been isurim here, it's keneged cheskasisa erechad in isurim. Whatever it's keneged cheskasisa is ainon neman. You have a chaticha, you don't know whether it's chelev or shuman, so there's not a cheskaseta, not a cheskasisa, you don't know what it is. But here, we know for the last 25 years, the woman was married, so erechad keneged chazoka should not be believed. And for the Gemara, so the Gemara in the argument says, this case should be compared, this case, about 10 lines from the top of Peches, this case of erechad by Meis Baila, Lo dami ela, this case is similar to the following case. Achaticha flesh, that's vadei chelev. And then Erechad comes and says that it's not chelev. So that's Erechad keneged chazaka. Gemara said, what are you talking about? A piece of, I know it's vadei chelev. So the Erechad is telling a lie. The Gemara says, if you know, not stam, it used to be chelev. There is no such thing. It used to be chelev, now it became shuman. There is no such thing. You can have an eshesish and the husband dies. So she used to be an eshesish, the husband died, so the husband gave her a get. So that would be eidechad keneged achazaka. You can have an animal, all animals, beimba b'chaya b'cheskes yisra medes, all animals are eino zvucha, and then if someone says, I shechted it, so that's eidechad keneged achazaka. So that's what the Gemara is developing, this idea. So first the Gemara says, our case by eidechad, by meis bailo, should be compared to the case where you have a chaticha that's vadai chelev, and Erechad comes and says that it's not chelev. That's not a good mashal. That's not a good mashal. Even if you have 100 edim, if you know bevadai that it's chelev, you don't believe the edim, they're lying. So Gemara says, Mi domi, what do you mean? You're comparing our case of Meis Baila to a case where I know that it's vadai chelev and Erechad says that it's not. That's not a good comparison. Hossam in the case may know vadai that it's chelev. Even if 100 witnesses come and they swear on a stack of Bibles that the thing is shuman, we know it's not true. We know that it's chelev. That's not a good comparison. Hocha, But over here, if two Edom, but the woman was married, the woman was Becheskes Eish Ish for the last 25 years. If two Edom come and say that the husband died, so Gishtarb and Gishtarb, so she's Eish 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 Ish. If two witnesses will come and say that the husband died, that the husband divorced her, she'll be Oishesh. So maybe Chab Nami Lehemni, maybe we should believe even Eid Echad. The Gemara is questioning, why is Eid Echad Nemlin by Meis Pailo? Is it in the Torah? Is it in the Rabbanon? Why does it work? It should be a Dov, it should be Erva. Even if it would have been Yisurim, it's Keneged HaChazaka. The Gemara says, don't worry. The Gemara finally says, this case by Meis Baila, Erech is believed similar to the following three cases. Mida Dehavi, because it's to compare, it should be compared to the case of Tevel, Hegdush, and Kainamas. Tevel means anything that grows in Eretz Yisrael that's edible. You have to be Mafrish, Chumas, and Maismas. If it's Royal Achilas Sodom, it's not Royal Achilas Sodom, not Chayiv. The Gemara says that Boxer, the Chiyav, Chumas, and Maismas, and Boxer is only with the Rabban. So the Rambam says, because it's not really Royal Achilas Sodom. I think so also. The Ravid says that's not the reason. The Ravid says, what means? St. John's bread. St. John ate it, apparently. Shem Baich ate it when he was in the cave. He also ate the boxer. So the Ravid says, no, because all Paris are Elon are only with the Rabbanim. The only thing that's Trumas and Mises Ben HaTorah is Dog and Tirish V'Yitzer. Reishis is Truma. Reishis Degoncha Tirosh V'Yitzerach. It means the Truma of Dogon. Dogon means Chamesh, it means Dogon. Wheat and barley and all the different bread kinds. Wheat, barley, oats, rice, belt. So that's a dogon. And tirosh is wine, grapes and wine. And yitzer is shem and zayis, zesim anovim, and shem and zayis, and yayin. And everything else is only with the rabban. The Rambam sheet is that all peres are ilon, the hafrash is trumas maisa, and all fruits is the raisa. Maisa yerek is for sure only with the rabban. That the Gemara says in a few places. Trumas and maisa on vegetables is only with the rabban. But on all peres are ilon, it's hard to, the Rambam found it difficult to distinguish. Manishtana, why only Zaysin Banovim? Because Reish is Begon Chatirosh Chavitzarech. Tirosh is grape juice, and Yitzarech is olive oil. So all the other fruits, the Trumas and Mice, only with the Rabban, only Zaysin Banovim. Why should that be so? So the Rambam holds that all Peres Suilan are the Raisa, and Boxer is the Rabban, because it's not Royal Achilas Adam. And the other Bishanim say, no, Boxer is the Rabban, it's Peres Suilan, it's Royal Achilas Adam. But it's not Zeis Manam. Only Zeis Manam is Chayv Menator. There is a shita that's not at all popular. There is an opinion in Rishonim that the Shivas Haminim, the fruits in the Shivas Haminim, are all Chayv Menator. Shivas Haminim is relevant for Bikurim. The Mishnayos have the mitzvah of Bikurim is only noyeg if a farmer has a field in Eretz Yisrael and he grows one of those Shivas Haminim. So that includes also dates and figs. Not only grapes and olives, Zeis Manofim, it includes pomegranates, dates, and figs also. So there is such an opinion that the Torah says, Reish is Digon Chav, Sirosh Chav Yitzarecha, so Trumas and Maises is Deraisa on olive oil and on wine, and Memel on grapes and olives as well. I'll peep out to the grapes and olives. And how can you distinguish between grapes and olives and everything else? And we say, oh, these are from the Shivas Aminim. So all the other fruits also, the dates and the figs and the pomegranates, will also be deraisa. So that's a very minority opinion. The Pashtus is not like that. The Pashtus is that the relevance of the Shivas Haminim is for ala michya, to say aloetz or pihoetz. So then you only say on the Shivas Haminim, it's relevant for bikurim. But it's not relevant for truma.
According to that sheet, the juices would also be deraisa?
No. No. The Gemara says only the mashkim, that's a machlokes hatanam, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. So we pass on like Rabbi Yeshua. Only the mashkim ayotzim and azesim and men anovim is called a pri. You say bari pri hagofen. Why do you call it a pri? It's wine. So the Gemara says that olive oil also sometimes say bari pri haitz. The Gemara has a case. You say bari pri haitz and olive oil. And you say, you should have said Bari Pi who ate some wine also, but it has even a fancier bracha, Bari Pi Agofen. So it's only called Pri in the liquid form. It's only called Pri. The Mashkem Ayotzim and Azesim and Am. The others is not called Pri. So it's not Chayiv and Chumas and Maisis Minotera. The juice from the others would not be Chayiv. And maybe Yerisa Tevel, maybe Ayotzim and Ha'asar Asa. But it's not called the Pri, so there shouldn't be a Chayiv Afroshes, Trumas, and Marses. So Nachamol. So Tevel, what are these three things? Tevel is any fruits or vegetables that grow in Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to eat until you mafrish the Trumas and Marses. That's Tevel. Hegdish, somebody has a cookie, somebody has a challah, whatever. He donates it to Hegdish. There's Hegdish Berek Abayis and Hegdish Kedushas Mizbeach. There are different kinds of Hegdish. The different kinds of Hegdish. Gemara is going to speak a little bit about the different kinds of Hegdish. So Hegdish is asa b'achila, asa b'anor, until you pay that. Once you pay that, it's muta b'achila, muta b'anor. And kanamis is not a word in the Hebrew dictionary. It's an invented word that the rabbis made up. Because when a person takes a neder, let's say a person is supposed to go on a diet, the doctor says he's overweight, he has to lose weight. He knows he's not going to observe the diet, so, but he's a religious person, so he takes a neder. He's not going to eat any cookies, not going to eat any potato chips, not going to eat any ice cream. So if he takes a neder, he'll be more conscientious. He won't violate it. Just on a diet, he'll cheat here and there. But if he takes a real neder, then he knows he's going to observe it. So the Torah has, in Parshas Matas, the Torah gives you the ability. There is such an institution of a neder and a shvur. So when you take a neder, how does it get off the ground? What do you do? Just say, I take a neder that the potato chip should be asa b'achila. So you usually say potato chip should be asa l'achila like a hareza, like a carbon. Just like a carbon is asa b'achila, so too the potato chips and the cookies and the ice cream should be asa b'achila. So because it was a bizman habayis, it was a common practice that people to say hareza carbon l'ashem, so the guy's going to take a neder and he's going to say the potato chip should be also like a carbon l'ashem. It's going to be Motzei Shem Shemayim really unnecessarily. So they said, instead of saying korban, substitute a different word. Call it a koinim. Koinim is not a word, in the Hebrew dictionary. It's a word that the rabbis invented, that they didn't want people to get used to saying, if you want to donate a korban, so rather than say, hareiz a korban l'Hashem, what do you have to say, Shem Hashem? People of Mava Sedra, they're used to the expression Korban Hashem. So we don't want people to be Motzei Shem Shemayim unnecessarily, maybe even be an Iser of Motzei Shem Shemayim V'Atolah. So the Chacham said, substitute instead a different word that's non-existent, Koinem. Koinem is a corruption of the word Korban. It has the same effect as a Korban. So there's a big, this will be relevant to the next Gemara, there's a big machloikis when you start learning the Dharma on the first daf. There's a big machloikis in the Rishonim. Do you say Iker HaNeder is behatfoso? Or no, there are two kinds of neder. Are there two kinds of neder? I can say the potato chip should be osa b'achila like a korban. Or I can say the potato chip, I take a neder, the potato chip should be osa b'achila, period. You can say, comparing it to a korban, that's called hatfoso. Just like a korban is osa, so to the potato chip should be also. The person, let's say the person says, the potato chips and the ice cream and the cookie should be also b'achila like chazer. So that's not a valid hatfasa. Because chazer is a dova ha'osur. Hatfasa has to be b'dova ha'nodur. Chazer the Torah prohibits. You have to say, I want it that it should be also b'achila like something that a human being creates the Yisiran. So korbanis are not chal me'alem. Korbanis, you have to be magdish to korban. Even achatas and oshim that the Torah says, in certain cases you're obligated to bring achatas, you're obligated to bring an oshim, but the korban doesn't happen by itself. The person who sinned has to single out an animal and designate. I hereby declare this as the achatas for this aver. I declare this as the oshim for that aver. So the achatas and the oshim is also it's dov hanodur. The person who creates the isa hanoa by declaring hareza chatos, hareza osham.
So
Bechor would not be a good, is a discussion in the Tanoim, where if I say the cookies and the potato chips should be also like a Bechor Behemoth Torah. So Bechor Behemoth Torah is Kodesh Me'eloh, even if you're not Magdish, but on the other hand, it's a mitzvah lahagdisho. So what does it mean, a mitzvah lahagdisho? It's a mitzvah just to make a declaration, it is holy, it was born, it's the firstborn Vlad and it's male and therefore it is holy? Or do you say, no, I hereby declare that it should acquire Kedusha? When you say mitzvah l'hagdisha, that's how we pass. Mitzvah l'hagdisha, what does that mean, mitzvah l'hagdisha? You're making a statement of fact, it is Kodesh? Or you're saying, I hereby make it Kodesh? Even though it already has Kedusha b'dei shamayim, Kodesh me'elov, maybe when the mitzvah like this, maybe you endowed with Tosefes Kedusha. Maybe you give it more Kedusha. So that's what would appear from the Gemara.
He can make himself that is also for you. A person can make an answer to them.
A person takes a neder, so he asks something.
Yeah.
So the Rishonim have a machlokes. Should I say you can only aser the potato chips and the ice cream or whatever you want to aser if you say it should be like Hegdish? And if you didn't say that, you said the potato chips should be aser and you didn't say like Hegdish, it's self understood. It's like a yad. A yad means I didn't say the full sentence, there's something, there's a word missing, but it's self understood the word that's missing. So whatever you say, all the cookies in the world and all the potato chips and all the ice cream should be also bachil, and I don't end off like a korban. It's self-understood that that's what I meant, like a korban. Because if you don't have hatfasi, you don't say it should be like a korban, then it doesn't become also. Or you say, no, there are two ways to make a neder. You can make a neder with hatfasa, a neder without hatfasa. It's not that you always need a hatfasa. That'll be relevant. The Gemara is going to, another two lines, the Gemara is going to refer to a machlekes hatanoim. They don't quote it here. Tosfos tells you where it is in Shavuos. In Shavuos on Daf Chabeis, there's a machlokes hatanoim. Let's say you have a korban, and somebody's nene from the hegdish. Somebody gets hanof in the korban shaloi kedin, so he's in violation of the din of me'ilah. So what if a person took a neder not to eat ice cream, and then he goes and he violates the neder? Is there a din of me'ilah? You say, Yesh me'ilah b'dikoinom. Koinomis means an isa neder. Koinomis is a non-existent word that the rabbis invented. Koinomis is the same as a korban. It's a corruption of the word korban, because they wanted people to get out of the habit of saying this should be like kodesh, because the next thing you're going to say should be like a korban l'Hashem. So they didn't want people to say korban l'Hashem, to be motzi Hashem shemayim unnecessarily. So they said, instead of saying that, say koinom alai, I take a koinom on the ice cream. What it means is the ice cream should be like a korban. So if you would eat a korban shaloi kedin, there would be a din of me'ilah. So maybe if you eat the ice cream, there's also a din of me'ilah. So that's a machlokes hatanan, Rav Meir and the Chachamim. I think we paskan ein me'ilah b'koinomis, if I'm not mistaken. I think that's Rav Meir's opinion. Yesh me'ilah b'koinomis, we paskan against Yochad v'Rav Malach and Rav. We don't paskan like Rav Meir, we paskan there's no me'ilah b'koinomis. So the Mishnah Melech, on the first daf in the Dorim, when people just start the Masechta, so on the discussion in the Ran, in Gemara in the Dorim, you don't read the Gemara, just read the Ran. The Ran quotes the Mishnah, and the Gemara, and the Rashi, and the Tosis, and the Rambam, and Rabbani quotes everything. So there's no need to read the Gemara. That's what people don't read the Gemara, just read the Ran. So Leshi used to say, he didn't like to give Shurim on the Dorm. He says, the Ran was a Rosh Hashiva, and he said, everything there is to say, doesn't let you say anything. The Ran takes over on the Dorm. So the Ran, on the first daf, on the Abbeis Amrav, the Ran raises the issue, and he has already the two opinions. But the Ikar Neder, every time you take a Neder, you have to say it should be like a korban. And if you didn't say, just say, I take a Neder, that the ice cream should be Os Bachila, it's a yad, it's self-understood. The last word in the sentence is missing. Should be asa machila like a korban. So if the din would have been like Rameh, which it isn't, if the din would have been like Rameh, the yesh me'ila, the koinomis, so then there would be a din of me'ila by all nidor, whether you said with hatfasa, without hatfasa, because even if you didn't say it should be like a korban, self-understood, that it's a yad, and every neder has to have a hatfasa. It has to be like a korban. Or should we say, no, there are two kinds of nedarim. There's a neder with hatfasa, there's a neder without hatfasa. So if a person takes a neder that the ice cream should be asa, but then he goes and he violates it, he violated an isa neder. Didn't even Rav Meir wouldn't say he violates me'ilah behemdish. But if he said the ice cream should be asa bachila like a korban, so then, since he said it should be like a korban, so it has a degree of kedusha. So therefore, since it has a degree of kedusha, if you'll eat the ice cream, then you'll be in violation of me'ilah. So that's what the Mishnah Melech points out.
Isn't there an issue of any sort of chal iser? How can an iser meila be chal on iser neder?
Okay, it's an interesting question. Maybe they're probably bobe vasachas when he says the ice cream should be also bachila. So they're both iser machal simultaneously. Any sort of chal iser is if one was chal first and the other one is chal second. So the second one can't be chal after the first one. But if they're both chal simultaneously, So hey, man, I am Atkis. Which one are you going to throw out? See, the minute he says the ice cream should be also bachila, so the two isurim chal simultaneously. The isur neder lo yachol dvaray and the isur meila bekainomus.
By our Torah and the Dorim, we say kainomus. Now, how can we be vatal that if it means carbonus? How do you mean vatal carbonus?
You can make a Torah and Dorim. No, kainomus means Anisa Neder. The word Koinomis means Anisa Neder. Not really. It's a nickname for Nedorim. It's a nickname which the Tanaim invented because they didn't want people to say Korban Hashem. So they said, say Koinem. And Ruba the Ruba, they would say it. The ice cream should be a Koinem for me. They used to use this word that they invented, this nickname. They used to use it when they want to take a neder on something. The Mishnah Melech also has the following shaila. Let's say a person says, the ice cream should be like chazer. So the Mishnah said, that's not a valid hatfasa, because chazer is a dover ha'asr. You have to make a hatfasa b'dover ha'nodur, not b'dover ha'asr. Ish ki yid a neder, you have to have a hatfasa b'dover ha'nodur. I have to say, the ice cream should be like a korban. Or if I asked the potato chips yesterday and the doctor says that's not enough potato chips, you have to ask the ice cream also. I say the ice cream should be like yesterday's potato chips. But that's also a tvas of davar hanoder. Yesterday I took a neder on the potato chips, so today I say the ice cream should be like the potato chips. Then tomorrow the doctor said that's not enough, you have to cut out cookies also. I say the cookies should be like the ice cream from yesterday. And yesterday I said the ice cream should be like yesterday's potato chips. So each one is a tvas of davar hanoder. So that's hatfasa. If you have hatfasa b'dover ha'asr, it's not good. So what if the fellow says a whole sentence? I take a neder that the ice cream should be asr b'achila like chazer. But he said the ice cream should be asr b'achila. So if you hold ikir a neder, you don't need a hatfasa on every single neder. I take a neder, the ice cream should be asr b'achila, period. That doesn't shine on neder. You didn't have to have any hatfasa. So if you're going to make I say a sentence, I take a neder, the ice cream should be asr b'achila like chazer. So just because I add another to word chazer doesn't cancel the neder, I said a full neder. I take a neder, the ice cream should be asr b'achila. So if a neder is valid without a hatfasa, so what does it bother me if I made a hatfasa b'dover ha'asr? He didn't need hatfasa in the first place. So you're only limited, you're only restricted. When do you say hatfasa b'dover ha'asr is not a valid hatfasa? He says, I take a neder, the ice cream should be like chazer. He never said the ice cream should be asr b'achila like chazer. He didn't say the full sentence. He says, I take a neder, the ice cream should be like chazer. He never said it should be asr. He said, like chazer is not going to become like chazer. Chazer is davar ha'asr, it's not a davar ha'nodar. But if he said, I take a neder, the ice cream should be asr b'achila like chazer, maybe that's a valid neder. So the Mishnah Melech says that depends. If every single neder requires hatfasa, so he didn't do a valid hatfasa. He made a hatfasa b'dover ha'asr. It's not good. But if the two brands of a neder, you can have a neder with hatfasa, you can have a neder without hatfasa. So then the Mishnah Melech explains, if you say a full sentence, I take a neder, the ice cream should be asr b'achila, that's a shayna neder. The last two words, like chazer, weren't necessary, like anything. He didn't have to compare it to anything. So then hatfasa b'dover ha'asr wouldn't bother me. It wouldn't cancel a neder. It'll only cancel the validity of the neder if he never said it should be us. He says, I take a neder, the ice cream should be like chazer. So like chazer, it's not going to be. It is, I take a neder, the ice cream should be. So he didn't say anything. So there'll be two nafkaminas ladina in this fundamental machlaikas or rishayim, which the Ran alludes to on the first daf. When you learn the Dorim, everybody discusses on Beis Amaralef on the first daf. This fundamental machlaikas is, do you require hatfasa by every neder? Iker neder is behatfasa. If you didn't make hatfasa, if you didn't say it should be like a korban, it's always a yad itself understood as if he said it should be behatfasa. So that, or do you say no? There are two kinds of neder. There's a neder with hatfasa and neder without hatfasa. So the two nafkaminas will be if one would have adopted the opinion of Rameh, which we don't know. If one would have held yesh me'ila b'kainamas, not only if you're moil behegdish, if you get hanoa from mom and hegdish, there's a violation of me'ila, you have to bring hasham me'ilois. That's in Parshas Vayikra. So according to Rabbi Meir, this carries over to Nedarim. So then it will only apply it only applies to those Nidorim where you had Hatvasa B'Korban. But if you hold Iker and Neder can exist without Hatvasa, so if you made a Neder without Hatvasa, there won't be Me'ila. That's one Nafkamina Ledina. Whether Iker and Neder needs Hatvasa, every single Neder needs Hatvasa. The other Nafkamina is, when you make Hatvasa B'Dabah Ha'asa, it's not valid. What if he said a whole sentence? I take a Neder, the ice cream should be Asa B'Achila, like Chaza. So if he didn't need the Hatvasa, so forget about the last two words like Chaza. So he said a whole Neder, the ice cream should be Asa B'Achila, period. You don't need the Hatvasa. But if you say every single Neder always needs Hatvasa, so then there'll always be Mila B'Konomis, every Neder will have Mila. And then whenever you'll make Hatvasa B'Dabah Ha'asa, it won't be a valid Neder, even if he said a full sentence. I take a neder, the ice cream should be asa b'achila, like chazer, you always have to say like korban. So if you didn't say correctly, said hatvasa b'davar ha'asa, it won't be acceptable. So again, what are the three things the Gemara is comparing? Again, the Gemara says, eid echad is believed by meis b'ilam. The Gemara says, but it's the two reasons why it doesn't make sense. How could eid echad, that is the din. Eid echad is neman by meis b'ilam. So the Gemara says there are two reasons why it cannot be. Number one, it's a Dava Shabiyava. Dava Shabiyava is a Gzereshava. Dava Dava Mimamin. And number two, even if it would have been Isurim, it's Eid Echad Keneged HaChazokah. The woman was married for the last 25 years. The Eid Echad is coming to say that the status of the woman changed. She's no longer an Eishes Ish. So even an Isurim Eid Echad who testifies against the Chazokah would not be believed. So the Gemara says, don't worry about that problem. Neither the hobby, we should compare it to the three things, the Tevel, the Hegdish, and the Koinomis. What do I mean? It used to be Tevel. Neid Echad says it was taken care of. Somebody was Mafris, Trumas, and Mais, and it's no longer Tevel. Or Hegdish. Hegdish is also Vachila. Neid Echad says somebody was Poyta the Hegdish. Or somebody who was Magdish, it made the Hataris and Dorim, and he undid the Hegdish. So the Neid Echad would be believed. And the Koinomis also like that. Someone, the food is also, Konomis means a neder, the food was also bachila, and then an echad says that somebody was mataneder. They were mataneder, so therefore the Yisra Konomis is off. So the Gemara says, so just like over there, Eid Echad is Neman, even though it's Keneged HaChazokah, by Tevel, by Hegdish, by Konomis, so too over here. So too over here, Eid Echad, we had two reasons why it shouldn't be so. One reason was Dovah Shabiyeva, that we didn't explain. The Gemara is going to come out, it's only a Dima de Rabban, it's not a Dima de Rabban. So the Gemara is asking now, Eid Echad is not believed by Dovah Shabiyeva. But then they had the other argument, Eid Echad, even by Isurim, shouldn't be believed because Keneged HaChazokah. So that argument, Eid Echad, Keneged HaChazokah, should not be believed. The Gemara says, don't worry about that. We should compare the case of Eid Echad Be'aguna, Keneged HaChazokah story, compare it to Tevel, Hegdish, and Konomis. That Eid Echad would be believed, even though it's Keneged HaChazokah. It says it used to be Tevel, but it's no longer. It used to be Hegdish, but they were Poida the Hegdish. And it used to be Anissa Neder, Konomis Anissa Neder, but they were Mata Neder. So it's okay. So the Gemara said, wait a minute, what's the case? What are you so convinced of Tevel and Hegdish and Konam? The Gemara is going to ask on each one, Hai Tevel, Hai Chidomi. What's the case of the Tevel that you're so convinced that Eid Echad is believed to say that it's Ois Tevel? Edi Day, if he says, this is my sack of Tevel, I have a big container, and says, on the box, everything here is Tevel. And the fellow says, and I was Mafrishit, I made a Shliach, I got a Mashgich to be Mafrish, Chumas, and Maisris. So he's saying, Keneged HaChazokah, we know that it was Tevel for a week. And now he says he was Mafish, Chumas, and Maisris. The Gemara says, yeah, that's Neman Mishum Debiyo de Lasakno. He's the Bailam, he has the ability, he doesn't know the Dinim. But he can learn, he can look it up in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, that's why he does know the Dinim, how to be Mafish, Chumas, and Maisris. So he always invites the Rabbi, he always gets a Mashgiach to be Mafish, Chumas, and Maisris. Like in Eretz Yisrael, they have Mashgichim and all the and all the factories and all the restaurants, they have Mashgichim and Mafish, Chumas, and Maisris. They appoint them as a Shlech and a Mafish. So the Gemara says, but the Bailam himself, the Balabah himself, can read up in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and he'll find out how to be Mafish, Shumas, and Maisis. So whenever it's Biyod de Lasakno, then Eid Echad for sure is Neman Keneged HaChazokah. It's not called Keneged HaChazokah. Here, the Chazokah contradicts me. I can take the Chazokah and break it. I have the ability to be Mafish, Shumas, and Maisis. Here, the woman was married the last 25 years. I don't have any way. What am I going to do? Shoot her husband? It's not biyadi to make her into muteris. If the husband gives her a get, she'll be oisei shesish. If the husband drops that, she'll be oisei shesish. But I don't control the situation. But over here, if it's the day, if it's my tevo, here in the last narrow line, on peches, I'm announcing, the day, if I'm the owner of the tevo, and I say that I was mafresh tumas and maisis, so the chazaka doesn't contradict me. I have the control over the chazaka's biyadi. So that's not called a rechad b'hakosha. The chazaka doesn't contradict it. It's biyadu l'sakna. So, but Mashani came by the mace baila, it's not biyadu. What is he going to do? He can't kill a husband. Hell of us, so what are you comparing it to? What case of tevel are you comparing? It must be the acher. I say, this tevel belongs to someone else. Let's say these children are sitting shiva, and they have boxes of food in the garage, and it's labeled, all of this is tevel. The father wrote on top of the box, everything in this is tevel. And I come to be Menachem Avla, I say, I was there, I was watching, the day before your father died, he was mafshit shumas and maisis, and everything is okay. They don't know, they weren't there, they live in California, they don't live over here. So they came back to sit shiva, I tell them the father was mafshit. So the Gemara says, am I bagloipt? Am I believed to say can I get a chazaka? Maybe I'm not believed. So the Gemara says, is it biyadi or not? Do I have the ability to be mata the isur tevel on someone else's food? If I say the father was mafish to mesemaisis before he died, that's a rechot can I get a chazaka. The children know that it was tevel. The father marked on the box, everything in this container is tevel. And now the Erecha comes to be Menachem Avla. He says, the father was mafish tumas and maisis. That's Erecha, can Eger Chazok even not be believed? Unless you hold, like the following Shaila, there is a din of Zochen Liodom Shaloi Befonov. So the original, the first time it appears in Mishnah, Zochen Liodom Shaloi Befonov, is a Mishnah in Erevin. When you want to make an Erev in the community, so you have to put up Tzuris HaPesach, you have to put up poles with strings, and fences and gates, whatever, you have to make a mechitza. But then you have to have a box of matzahs that's on b'shutvas by all of the Shomer Shabbos in the neighborhood. So what are you going to go to each and every Shomer Shabbos, go collect, you have 20,000 people live in the neighborhood? So you're going to have, how are you going to have such a big box with 20,000 matzahs? It's impossible. So what you do is you go to the store, you buy two boxes of matzahs, and you give it to another Jew, and you say, pick it up and be kind of shutvas for all the Jewish people who live here, all the Shomer Shabbos who live here now, going to move in until next Pesach. That's how you make an Erev. So I don't consult the other people. I don't consult all the Shomer Shabbos whether they want to acquire a shutvas in the box of matzahs, because Mishnah says, Zochen Liodom, Shalei Befonov, they have everything to gain and nothing to lose. They're not going to lose anything. If I'm going to make an Erev Tchumen for them, here, this is a city, and then the Tchum Shabbos is such a city limit. This is a Tchum Shabbos. So if I'm going to make an Erev Tchumen, I'll leave it over here. So now the Tchum shifted. Now they can't walk to Lisport. Now they have a different square. They can only walk over here. If I make the Erev Tchumen over here, they can't walk there. They can only walk over here. If I make it northeast, southwest of the city, so I'm shifting their area where they can go. So I can't make an Erev Tchumen for somebody else if he didn't ask me to. Unless I know that he wants to go. He wants to go here a chazan tomorrow morning. He wants to go here. There's a bar mitzvah, there's whatever, in the other city. And the other city is chutz l'tchum. So I did him a favor. I make an Erev Tchumen for him. But if I don't know what he wants, I have no right to make an Erev for someone without consultation. Because it could be that it's lira osa, even if it turns out that toiv osa. You only say, Zoch Dan Shlei Befonov, if in the perspective of the present, it looks like I'm doing him a toifa. I know he wants to hear the chazan tomorrow. He wants to go to the bar mitzvah tomorrow. So then you can make an Erev Tchumen for him. So the Mishnah has, so the din of Zoch Dan Shlei Befonov, the original time it appears in the Mishnah is the Mishnah in Erevin, when you set aside the box of matzahs for the Eruv Chatzeres, that you should be allowed to carry. Minatorah, if you have a mechitza, you have an Erev, what we call in Yiddish an Erev, the poles with the strings around the whole area. So Minatorah, the whole thing is one big Rishusayochet. But because different families live in each apartment, so that's Takana Shalom HaMelech, that you're not allowed to carry from Beis Shal Reuven to Beis Shal Shimon, you can't carry into the street. So you have to put away a box of matzahs on the shutvas by everybody. So when I buy the box of matzahs, I give it to another Shomer Shabbos, I say, pick it up and be kind of shutvas. For all the people, all the Shomer Shabbos who live here now are going to move in till Pesach, They have everything to gain and nothing to lose by that. So he says, Zach li Adam, Shalai b'fanab. So what is the Zach li Adam? On a Kenyan, on the back of Matzis. On a Kenyan. So that's Dini Mammas. Do you say, Zach li Adam, Shalai b'fanab, on an issue of Issa v'heter? Or does it only apply to Dini Mammas, being Kaila Matana? I want to give a Matana to someone who's not here, so I give you the gift. And you pick it up and you're kind on behalf of the other person that didn't show up tonight. So that's your kind of matana for him. If I wouldn't have given you the matana, I can always change my mind till he comes next week. But if I give it to you, once I gave it to you, you picked it up, I came back out. So the Gemara has a din, Zochen Adam Shlalfanef even goes on Ger Katan, but Bilimosa Das Bezen. Let's say a couple doesn't have children, so they want to adopt a non-Jewish baby, they want a Mimigaya. So that's mamish, that's a religious thing. That's a isa v'heta. That's not dini mamish. And the Gemara says, Zochen li'adam, shlai b'fanav. If the child is going to be brought up by religious family, so then it's a schus that you make him Jewish and he'll be observing mitzvahs.
What about in Washington Heights where the boys community, they don't want the neiros? Can we still... So when another shul makes an eruv, can we still...
That is a very good question. That's a very serious question. When they gave over the people the shul that did make the Erev, so they had to set aside one or two boxes of matzahs. So they gave it to someone to pick up a tefach, and they said, have in mind to be kind of shutas for all the people. So what if the people from Broyers who don't agree with the Erev, what if they say, we have in mind, we don't want the Zochen? So if they don't want, they don't want. So they can torpedo the whole Erev. Al pi pashtas, they can torpedo. So if they would have in mind, in any community where you make an Erev, so you can always have one wise guy who's opposed to the Erev, and he can paralyze the whole thing by saying, I have in mind the Feirish not to be kind of shutfas and the box of matzahs. So you should be able to do that. Unless you say the following Chiddush, let's say the following Chiddush, that different kinds of shutfim. Let's say sometimes we're shutfim in a shoe business. So I could have made the whole shoe factory all by myself. I didn't need you, or you didn't need me. Or let's say we don't have enough money, but theoretically I could have owned the whole thing on my own. See, I have 10 people are shutfim in a company. Each one could have owned it on his own, but they decided all 10 together. So then each one is an independent bailim, the shutfim. But sometimes you have a shutfim, the halacha says that they can't do it on their own. All the people that live in the neighborhood, al pidin, are considered shutfim. Not because they didn't join together. They share certain things in common. So the halacha says all the people in the neighborhood are considered shutfim, b'negir to the need for a mikveh, b'negir to the need for you have to have a beis hakneses. See, even if some people are older and their wives don't need the mikveh anymore, everybody in the community has to pay for the mikveh. Whatever the rive of the people say that they need, sometimes you don't even need the rive. Sometimes, let's say, beis haknesses. If the miut of the people say we need a beis haknesses, the other people say we'll daven miyichidus, or we'll daven in our apartments. We don't need a shul. We don't need a rabbi. They can live without a rabbi. We don't need a chasm. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Choshem Mishpat, Hilchos Shluchim Meshutfim. Hilchos Shutfim. They were born, they live in a neighborhood. They never joined consciously to become Shutfim. The halacha says, if you have a group of people who share the same needs, Al Pidin are considered Shutfim Bal Karchem. So it could be that when it's a Shutfim Bal Karchem, they never really entered out of their own free will. Could be that then we treat them as if it's one person. And if the rive of the people wanted to kind of the shutfis and the box of matzahs, it could be that even though the miut opposes, could be you go bust the rive and we say all of the shutfim up then are considered as if they want. That's a possibility. It's not discussed in Shulchan Aruch. This question that you're raising is not discussed in Shulchan Aruch. You can always have one wise guy torpedo and paralyze the whole area. He said, I don't want to be kind of shutfis and the box of matzahs. And then he asks on everybody else. So it could be that that's the answer. There is such a din on the level of the Raisa, you have two different types of shutfis. So sometimes whenever people became shutfim bal korcham, it's not that they decided, they bring a carbon together. Sometimes you have B'nei HaChabura, they don't want to spend so much money. They can't afford so much money. So you have five people bring a korban b'shutfas. Korban oil or korban shlamim b'shutfas. So then each one is considered an independent bailiff. But sometimes the halacha makes them shutfim bal korchem, like in the Shmini Lemiluim. Then Ara the Bona brought the korbanas. If they each one would bring their own karbonas, it wouldn't be yotzei. The Rabbanu Shlomo was mechayev all of them. Aaron and Abonim have to bring the karbonas together, so they're not considered independent bailim on the korban. So it could be, it's a chiddush, it could be that that would solve the problem by the Erev. But the question is a very serious one. So Nachamo, so let's say you have tevel. Do I have the ability to be mafresh trumas amaisa on your tevel? So if I'm going to come, if the tevel is in your house, I'm going to come and be mafrish minei yubei from your tevel, that's not a schus. The Gemara says, nechalei lenish. The guy wants to do it on his own. Why should you consider that a schus? Unless you have, let's say, the following case. Tosfos and Nozer has this case. Let's say the Mishores says, there's a Yiddish maid works in the home of a Jewish family, and the Balabasta likes to go shopping. She doesn't like to patchka zech to make challahs for Shabbos and to make cookies for Shabbos. So she asks the Mishareses, please make challahs for Shabbos. Tells her how many challahs, how many cookies, how many cakes. Don't forget to be mafrish challah. So then the Balabasta goes shopping, whatever. She goes spending her husband's money. So the shaila is, how can the Balabasta appoint the Mishareses, the maid, as the shliach to be mafrish challah on whatever she's going to bake? The Gemara Nozer has a klal, Nilsa de'ihu la'motzi ovid, shaliach la'motzi mashvi. I cannot appoint a shliach on a dovish la'boli yodim. The balabosta herself cannot be mafrish challah in the morning. When she leaves the house, the flour is still in the sack, and the water is still, the water wasn't poured into the flour yet. So Kozman, you didn't even have nesinus amayim, you didn't pour the water into the flour. So Mishnah and Chala. If he mafresh Chala when it's in the state of Kemach before Netzinas Amayin, so the Chala is not Chal. So since the Balabosta doesn't have the ability to be mafresh Chala in the morning when she goes shopping, when she goes on her shopping spree, so how does she have the ability to appoint the Mishares as a Shliach? Tosfos raises this issue. So in Yerideya, the official answer, Tosfos gives a questionable answer. That's also quoted in Yerideh Lahalacha, but the official answer in Hilchas Chala is that that it's not a problem because the Mishareses is doing the Balabasta a favor. We say Zochen Yodim Shalai Befonov, because the Balabasta doesn't want a Pashkezich. She doesn't want a Pashkezich to bake the Chala, since she doesn't want a Pashkezich to be Mafrish the Chala. She says, do me a favor, take care of everything and goodbye. So even though she cannot appoint the Rezo Shaliach, because she doesn't have the ability to do it herself. You can't appoint a shliach on a davish l'bali yodim on something you yourself can't do. Let's say in Eretz Yisrael they have all the wineries and all the companies, so they appoint a mashgiach to be mafish trumas and maisis. But then tomorrow they buy new grapes. The day after they buy new grapes. So every day they have to call up the shliach. The owner of the winery is traveling around the world getting more customers. He has no time. Every day he has to appoint the mashgiach as a shliach. He can't appoint them as a shliach on the grapes that he doesn't have yet. Or the storekeepers. The storekeepers all have deliveries of fruits and vegetables, and they have a mashgiach. Come from the rabbanut, or come from the badats. And every morning, the mafrish trumas maisa, they put up a sign, the mafrish trumas maisa. How can the storekeeper appoint them as a shliach? For tomorrow's fruits and vegetables, he didn't buy them yet. Even though they exist already, but he didn't buy them yet. So it's a dovish lo bali oilam. So the official answer in Eretz Yisrael is we follow the Rishonim. It's the Trumas Adeshim says that. We say Zochen Le'odim Shalai B'Fanav. If you know it's in his best interest, so you apply Zochen Le'odim Shalai B'Fanav. Yeah, that's if you know that that's what he wants. But if you don't know one way or the other, they didn't ask me to do it. If the Balabas asked me, please do me a favor, Me'atav Aroilam B'Mafrish all the Trumas and Maisus, hang up the sign every morning that you took care of. So then you know that it's L'Tayvasai. Even though he cannot appoint me as a Shliach now, because it's a Dovish L'Bali Yom, he doesn't have the Paris yet, but he's Megaladas, that's what he wants. But let's say you weren't Megaladas anything. I'm going to come to your house and you have barrels, you have bushels of Tevel, I'm going to Mafish, Chumas, and Mises. So Gemara says, HaTorah Mishal Chadeira, Shal Chadeira, right? I have no right to do that. Mistama, you would, we assume, you probably want to say a bracha and do the hafrasha on your own. He probably wants to do the mitzvah on his own. Let's say you move into a house, I'm going to hang up the mezuzahs and say the bracha. The mezuzahs are kosher. Yeah, but I stole the mitzvah from you. I probably have to pay you asar zehuvim. You want to do the mitzvah, hang up the mezuzah. I have no right to hang up the mezuzah. If I know that you're too tired or you don't have time or whatever, so then I'm doing your teva. But if you don't know one way or the other, I have no right to. So that's if I'm mafrish chumas and maisis on your peiris for your peiris. What if I'm mafrish chumas and maisis for my peiris on your peiris? So that's a shayla hatarmi shaloi al shel chavera. That's on the first wide line on peiches and al. Here it says on the margin, a bayhi ben adorim daf lamed vav. The Gemara raises the question in adorim. Atorim shaloi al shel chaveroi. Maybe I should say zochnei al shel lefanav. I'm saving you a lot of money because truma usually gives 2%. The ma'aser rishon you give 10%, and ma'aser sheni give 9%. 10% of what's left after taking out the 10% is going to be 9%. So you have to give 2, 10, and 9 is 21. So you have to give 21% of all of the stuff. You have wine, or you have fruits, vegetables, whatever, you have grain. You have to give away 21%. 2% for truma, and 10% for ma'aser rishon, 9% for ma'aser sheni. That's a lot. Ma'aser ani, that's a lot giving away. So what if I'll be mafrish trumas and ma'asers? I have the same kind of table. Not that I have oranges and you have grapes. We both have grapes, so we both have oranges. It can't be mafrish mimin al sheni. They both have the same kind. And I'm not going to consult you. If I consulted you and you said, do me a favor, okay. So then you say, Zachnam Shalavifan. I didn't ask you. So that's a discussion in the Gemara. Can I be Torah Mishali al Shal Chaveri? Without consulting you, I'm saving you 21%. Of the payers that you don't have to give away. I'm giving away, I'm going to have to be mafish from my own on my own. And in addition to my being mafish, instead of my taking out, I have the same amount of, my farm is the same as your farm, exactly the same. Each one has 1,000 bushels. So normally I would give 2% of mine for Truma Gedolah, now I'm going to give 4% of mine, 2% for my tevel and 2% for your tevel. And instead of giving 10% for my Ma'aser, you're going to give 20% for my Ma'aser Rishon and for your Ma'aser Rishon. Then instead of 9% for my Ma'aser Rishon, I'm going to give 18%. Everything times 2. I'm going to give for mine and for yours. I'm going to give twice as much. And I'm going to be saving you 21% of your peiros. You won't have to give away. So that's a discussion in the Gemara. Do you say, since I'm saving you money, you'll be thrilled about that? Or no, nichalei linish, lemevet mitzvah b'mamayne. Maybe you would rather have the trumas and maises taken from your own tvua. Maybe you want to do your own mitzvah. Maybe you don't want it to be cheap. You don't want someone else to grab the mitzvah from you, even though it's going to be saving you 21%. So that's what the Gemara raises the shayla over here. Nochamo. The Gemara said, Eidechad comes and says, Meis Baila is believed because it's to be compared to the case of Tevel. The Gemara says, what's the case by the Tevel? If it's his own Tevel, Idi Dei. If it's my table, so it's biyodi. So I control the whole chazaka. So that's not called eidechot keneged chazaka. It's biyodi to be mafrish trumas and maisis. So that's not a problem. Ela de'acher novas, I come to be Menachem Avil and I tell him your father died and all the bushels of tevel that he has, I was there the day before he died or the hour before he died, he was mafrish trumas and maisis on everything. So the Gemara has a shot, is it biyodi or not? Is that biyodi? That I have the ability to be mafish chumas and maisis. I can't be mafish chumas and maisis from his tevel on his tevel. Torah mishal chader mishal chadera. You need either he should authorize me to even make me a shliach to be mafish chumas and maisis, or be megala das that it's nichale, so it'll be zochne el mishle b'vonav. But if neither happen, so it's not biyodi to be mafish chumas and maisis on yours. Is it biyodi to remove the Issa Tevel by being Torah Mishali, Ashalcho. So that's a diyun in Nidorim, Daf Lamed Vav. So the Gemara says, well, my Kasaba on the first white line, I Kasaba, if you are like that tzad in Nidorim, Torah Mishali, Ashalcho, and it's all das bailim. In other words, he says, Ochniyadim Shalai Bafanov. So then, of course, I'm believed to say, I come to me, Merach Mobile, the children, I say, Even though your father left bushels, and it says on the top of the bushel, everything is devil, I know for a fact that your father was mafrish, Trumas and Maaseh, before he died. I say, Echad Keneged HaHazokah. It's not Keneged HaHazokah. It's I could have been mafrish, Trumas and Maaseh, without consulting the father. Because if you hold Eden Tzarech Das Bailim, so it's not Eid Echad Keneged HaHazokah. Mashenikin over here, the Eid Echad, it says, Meis Pandas Keneged HaHazokah. It's not Biyodo. I don't have the ability to kill a husband to make her into an almana. The Yikas Tzarech Tzarech Das Bailim. And if the din requires that I cannot be Torah Mishali al Shalcha for sure not, I can't do. Unless you appoint me as a Shliach, unless it's clear and obvious that I'm doing you a favor. Like the Mishareses that goes on a shopping spree, the Balabas that goes on a shopping spree, she asked the Mishareses to be Mafrish, take care of everything, she has Manat Pashkezach. So then we assume Shulchan Aruch that Zachanan Shlevifan. So the Gemara says, of itself, that's by limb. The Omer and the Meir comes to be Menachem Avol says, I know about your father, or I know Yedayna Bey. I know about the Tfuah, the Mesakein. I know that the Tfuah was taken care of. Your father was Mafreshit before he died. So the Gemara, he goofed me in Olam. How do you know that the din is true? The Gemara says, Eid Echad is good by Meis Baila compared to the case of Tevel. Who says it's true by Tevel? It's Eid Echad Keneged HaHazokah. If it's Biyodi, it's good. But Eid Echad Keneged HaHazokah, not Biyodi. How do you know that din is true? Then the Gemara has the same issue by Hekdash Nami. We gave before three Mishalim. We said, Eid Echad by Meis Baila should be Bagloit, should be believed, Mida Dehavi should be compared to the Tevel, the Hekdash, and the Kainomis. So the Gemara says, by the Tevel, it depends which case. If you hold that I have the ability to imafrish Tumas and Mises on your Tevel, so it's Biyodi, so it's not called Eid Echad Keneged HaHazokah. And if I don't have the ability to be mafrish on yours, so it's not Biyodi, maybe I'm not believed. Who says that I am believed? Eid Echad, we paskan the Shulchan Aruch, he's not believed. Eid Echad Keneged HaHazokah Zeina Neman, if it's not Biyodi. Then the Gemara says, regarding Hekdash Nami, what's the case? What kind of hekdush is it? Ikdush has domin. There are two types, there are different kinds of hekdush. We said before, there's kachim mizbech and there's kachim bergabas. Kachim mizbech can either be kdushas haguf, I designate an animal, a bird or an animal as a korban oilok or mishlamin, korban chatas, whatever, korban pesel, whatever it happens to be. That's a kdushas haguf la mizbech. So that only has pidyon if it gets a mum. If it doesn't have a mum, there's no pidyon. And then there's Kedushas Damim Lamizbech. I set aside $1,000 bill. I set aside whatever, Shavu Kesef. And I say, I'm going to use this to get money. I'm going to auction it off to the highest bidder. And the money is going to go to bring a korban. So in Kochi Mizbech, you can have Kedusha Guf Lamizbech and have Kedushas Damim Lamizbech. Kochi Berak Abayis, everything is Kedushas Damim. There's no Kedusha Guf Berak Abayis. There's only Kedushas Damim. So the Gemara says, Hegdish. We know for a fact that it used to be Hegdish. It's in a container that says on top, labeled, this is Hegdish. And the man comes, let's say, comes to me, Menachem Avol, he says, I know for a fact the Hegdish is us Hegdish. I know for a fact that somebody was part of the Hegdish. So the Gemara says, who says that I'm believed if I say I know? Was it Biyodi? I'm an Eid Echad Keneged HaHazokah. If it says on the label that everything in this container is Hegdish, how am I to be believed to say that somebody was part of? Is it biyodi to be paid or not? So the Gemara says, "Ikdushas damim." If the whole thing only had kedushas damim in the first place, so kedushas damim is mishum de biyodi levdosa. Anyone can be paid at the hegdish. It doesn't have to be the person who is magdashit. Anyone else has the ability to be paid also. So whenever it's biyodi, it's not considered keneged hazaka. So then he's believed. But if it's kedusha guf, so kedusha guf, he can't be paid unless he gets a mum. If it doesn't have any mum, so you can't be poyde. So you can't be poyde, but you can make haftoras nedar. That's a machlekes bisham and bisilu. Whether hegdish tos havi hegdish or hegdish tos lo havi hegdish. There's an institution of tamura. It says in the chumash, if you have a korban, loyach lifeinu v'lo yamaroisa. If you have a korban, you decide that's too expensive. I'm going to give a cheaper animal instead, or that's not the kovedik. I want to give a more valuable animal, a fatter animal, a bigger animal that's worth more money. So whether Tov Bera, Rabbi Tov, this one is a mum, this one has no mum, or the other way, one is more valuable, whatever, you're not allowed to make tamura under any circumstance. And if you did make tamura, the korban remains kodesh and the tamura also becomes kodesh. The Beis Shammai say the person who's trying to do this stunt to make tamura, he obviously thought he's going to get away with it. Then when he finds out that it didn't work, that the kedusha doesn't go off of the original korban, he didn't want that both should be hegdish. He wanted the second one should substitute for the first one. And then when they tell him the din is that you can't substitute a different one, so you should say the kedusha on the new animal should be a hegdish tois. And nonetheless, the Torah says v'hayahu smarasa yeh kodesh, the original korban remains kodesh, and the one that you gave to substitute also becomes kodesh. So Beis Shammai say the moral of the story is, the lesson of the story is hegdish tois, how the hegdish, that even though tois cancels any maisa that you need das adam. Amikadosh and Isha, turns out that it's the wrong girl. Turned out that it was Leah instead of Rachel. Or it turns out I buy an item and it's the wrong thing. I asked him for 5 pounds of onions and he sends me 5 pounds of potatoes. I didn't ask for 5 pounds, it's the wrong chefzer. I asked him for television and he delivers an air conditioner. That's not the right thing. So whenever it's a mistake, so it's not chalsa. Here also there's a mistake. If he would have realized that the din is vayahu, smarasa, yeh kodesh, they're not going to be able to switch, he would never have said, hareze kodesh tachazeh. He didn't mean that they should both become kodesh. Nonetheless, that's what it says in the Torah. So Beis Shammai derived from that, hegdish tois ha'li hegdish. If hegdish tois ha'li hegdish, then you cannot make a hataras nedarim on a korban. Whenever you magdish something, what is hataras nedarim all based on? The person took a neder, and then he realized that he got into big trouble with the neder. His shvigar is celebrating her 100th birthday party, or whatever, her 50th wedding anniversary. He doesn't get along with the shvigar. So he took a neder, he's not going to go to the birthday party or to the anniversary party. Then his wife wants to kill him. So he says, if I would have known that I'm going to get into such trouble, I would never have taken the neder in the first place. So the Beis Din says, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. Why? Because it's a neder b'toyes. If it's true what he said, if he's telling a lie that he would have taken the neder anyway, then it's not a good hatar. If it's true that if he would have realized what trouble he's going to get into, then he would never have taken a neder. Then the Beis Din declares that it's a neder b'tois. But by hegdish, if Beis Shammai are of the opinion hegdish tois does not cancel hegdish, so there's no such thing as a hataras nedarim by hegdish. But we don't pass like Beis Shammai, we pass like Beis Hillel, that even though the tmur is chal, even though it's a tois, that's a knas hatorah. Torah says that the tmur is chal b'tois. But hegdish b'tois is not chal. So therefore the din is if a person declared an animal as a korban, or he donated something to the Beis HaMikdash, he thought that he's a multimillionaire and he has millions of animals. So he's magdish 100 animals as a korban oil. Then he finds out he just lost his whole wealth before he donated the 100 behemoths. And he can't afford to give 100 behemoths. He can't afford to give one behemoth to hegdish. So it turns out that the hegdish was a hegdish b'tois. So we pass on like Beis Hillel, the hegdish tois is not chal, and therefore it's shaykh to have a hataras nedarim. If it's an outright mistake, then you don't need a hataras nedarim. It's bottom le'elov. And if it's not exactly an outright mistake, he knew what he was doing. He knew what he was doing, but he didn't realize all the ramifications. So then you need a bezin to declare that it's a neder b'tois.
It's a Pesach.
A Pesach means the Beis Din has a right to declare it as a neder b'tois, right? So the Gemara says, when we said hegdish, on the third wine line, hegdish nami, we gave three mishalim before. We said tevel and hegdish and koinomis. So the Gemara says hegdish nami. The Gemara says on the third wide line, ikdush as damim. If it's not kedush saguf, not kachim is bear, so kedush as damim. Doesn't have to get a mum. It lends itself to pidyon. All kedush damim is, it's only kodesh l'damav. So anybody can be paid it. Tosis points out, it's not the same as pidyon maaseh sheni, that only the farmer has the right to be paid in the maaseh sheni, or if he authorizes it, gives you permission to be paid it. But without his permission, I have no right to be paid to someone else's maaseh sheni. Because I'm the bailam, I have the right to bring the maaseh sheni to Yerushalayim and to eat it there. But by Kedusha's Damim, it belongs to Hegdish. It doesn't belong to me. So I'm not a balabas. I'm not the only one. Whoever wants can be paid the Kedusha's Damim, the Hegdish. So the Gemara says, if I come to the children and I say, I know for a fact, yeah, true, the everything in the barrel used to be Hegdish, but I know your father was poided before he died. So the Gemara says, if it's biyadi, I could have been paid that also. You didn't need the father. You didn't need the person who was Magdush. Anybody can be paid that. So it's beyond the Levdosa. It's not called Eirechet Keneged HaChazaka. And if it's Kedushas HaGuf that doesn't lend itself to Pidyon, only if it gets a mum, and it doesn't have a mum, Korbanus. Korbanus only lend itself to Pidyon if it gets a mum. So the Gemara says, well, whose is it? Edi Dei. If it's my, I was Magdush the animal as a Shlomim, as an Oil, as a Chatos. And I say, I was paid there. I say, not, he can't be paid. I say, I made a hataras and dorim and hagdoshe. So that's biyodi. Idi, if it's my korban, I was the one who designated it. And now I say, I made a hataras and dorim. So taka biyodi le chuliele. It's biyodi, so he is believed. It's not called erechet kenege chazoka. The ela, the acher, ela, my, what, so what case are you talking about? Someone else was magdish the animal, the Omar, and the Erecha comes and he says, Yedaina Bey, let's say the father died and the children sitting Shiva, and I say, yeah, the father hung a teag on the animal that this is a Korban Shlomim, but I know for a fact that he made a Hataras and Dorim before he died. He was Matan dead and he undid the Kedushas Korban. So Gemara says, Ela was someone else's Hegdish. The Omar, and the Erecha comes and he says, Yedaina Bey, I know for a fact. I know that the one who made the neder, the one who was magdashid, made a hataras and dorim. That's called she'ela. She'ela's chacham. How do you know that the din is true? It's erechet keneged chazokim. Maybe the din is that it's not true. That's how we paskin. Erechet keneged chazokim is ena neman unless it's biyodai. So if it's not biyodai, it's nishbaglai. Then in the third one also the Gemara says, by kanamis. Kanamis means anisa neder. So the Gemara said, what do you make at Tzushta? He said, Eirechot is Neman by Meis Baila, comparable to the case of Koinom. What's the case of Koinomis? The Gemara says, what's the Koinomis Nami? What's the case? Hechidami has this. Ikosavar, there's a Machlekes Hatanoim. They should tell you where it is here on the side of the Gemara. They tell you, Shavuos Daf Chav Beis. So there's a Machlekes Hatanoim, whether Yesh Mila B'Koinomis or Ein Mila B'Koinomis. According to the opinion, according to Rav Meir, Ikosavar Yesh Mila B'Koinomis. So whenever you take a neder not to eat the ice cream, and you say it should be like a korban, and if you go ahead and eat the ice cream, then you have to bring a korban be'ila if you ate it b'shogeg. If you moil b'mezid, there's no korban be'ila. But if you moil b'shogeg, you have to bring a korban be'ila. Why? Because since you said it should be like hegdish, it is hegdish, it has partial, it's not hegdish for everybody else. There's a kind of klali and a kind of prati. That's what Tosh talks about. That's the first run in the dorm. Let's say I have ice cream that belongs to me. I can asa the ice cream on everybody here. I can make an isa on the ice cream. But if the ice cream belongs to you, I can't asa the ice cream on everybody. I can asa the ice cream on myself. I'm a balabos on myself. I can take a neder not to eat the ice cream that's going to be manufactured in Tof Shin Pei. It doesn't exist yet. They didn't milk the cows yet. They didn't make the ice cream yet. I can take a nether on a Dovish Lobolium, so I can take a nether on an ice cream that's not mine. But I can aser my ice cream on everybody else, the nether. I can aser someone else's ice cream on anybody else, I can. So the Gemara says, if you hold like the Tana, that whenever you violate an Isa nether, it has a Kedushas, has a degree of Kedusha to it. Kedusha is Damim Nachsalahu, and it has Kedusha. Every neder has an element of Kedusha. That's why there's the Dina Me'ilo. So then Shem Biyodi Levdoso. So it's not Eirechet Keneged HaChazoka, because it's Biyodi. It lends itself to Pidyon. That's a wild idea. Hegdish has Pidyon. Let's say there's Basa B'Cholah. By mistake, we cooked Basa B'Cholah. So you can undo the Issa HaNoah by being Poideh. Let's say the flesh that I cook with the milk is worth $25. So I'll set aside $25 and I'll say, I want to be poida. You can't be poida. Asabano is asabano. But over here, hegdish lends itself to bigness. If you hold like that, Tana, this is a big chiddush. This shows that the Gemara says it in other places. If you hold like the Tana Rav Meir, the Yesh Mila B'Koinomis, what you're saying is that every nether has an element of kedusha to it. And just like hegdish lends itself to pidyon, so every neder lends itself to pidyon. You could be matzid, you could be mata the iser achila, on the ice cream, I took a neder not to eat the ice cream. That's the difference between a neder and a shvua. Shvua is an iser gavra. I take a shvua not to eat ice cream. That's how you work. I will not eat ice cream. If you take a neder, you take a neder, the ice cream should be asa b'achila like hegdish. So asa b'achila like hegdish, so then ask kedusha. And there's a din of me'ila. So if it's really asa like hegdish, then it does lend itself to pinyon. Basa b'cholav doesn't lend itself to pinyon. There's no pinyon. There's a the Mishnah Melech quotes a Tosefta that if you have an egla arufa, if you find a Jewish body in Eretz Yisrael murdered, lo noda mihiko, nobody knows who the murderer was. You have to measure to the city's Svivus HaCholo, and the city that's closest has to bring an egla arufa. So an egla arufa, the Gemara learns that from Sukkot, the orfu shams the egla banach, the word sham appears. The Gemara says you learn how to gzera shava sham sham. No, the Gemara says that egla rufa is osa b'hanor because kapar k'siv b'kikotchim. The kohanim from the city who bring the egla rufa, they have to offer a tefillah kapal le'amcha solo she padis Hashem. So just like when you bring karbonis, it's for the purpose of kapar and it's osa b'hanor. So to the Gemara says egla rufa is osa b'hanor. So the Mishnah Melech quotes a Rash a Mishnah. He quotes a Tosefta that egla rufa, if you paid it, you take off the Isahana. So the Chazon Ish says it's a Torah Sefer. It can't be. There is no such thing. Since when, like Basa B'cholov, there's no pidyon to Basa B'cholov. The only Isahana that has pidyon is Hegdish. And if you hold like the Tana Rav Meir, Yesh Mila B'Kainomis, every ned there has an element of Kedusha's Hegdish to it. So Hegdish lends itself to pidyon. Other things don't lend, other Isahana no, don't lend themselves to pidyon. So that's what the Gemara says. Ik Koinomis, what's the case? E kosava, if you hold like that Tana, which we don't hold like. If you hold like the Tana Yesh Mila Bikoinomis, what are you saying? Kedusha's Dhamma Nachsalu. Every time you take a net and not to eat the cookies, not to eat the ice cream, not to eat the potato chips, has an element of Hegdash on it. So it's Biyoda Lepdosi, it could have been paid there. So it's not Eirechot Keneged Echazok, whenever it's Biyoda. The E kosava, if you hold like the other sheet that the Chachamim ain't Mila Bikoinomis, these are the Almahud, the Rachud Lahu, Akasve, it's an Isser, so it doesn't, Isseri Hano don't lend themselves to Pidya. Basa B'cholav, you can't be Paida. The Gemara talks sometimes, Yolach Hano, Liyam HaMelech, that's a different case. Let's say you have Yayin Nesach, that's really Asabano, gets mixed in with kosher wine. So I can't drink anything because it's a Tarubus of kosher and treif. So let's say I'll sell it to a Goy. So instead of selling, I have 20 gallons of kosher wine, and 1 gallon of trefa wine fell into the 20 gallon. I'm going to sell 21 gallons for the price of 20. So I'm not going to be making money from the extra trefa gallon. 20 gallons were kosher. The 20 kosher gallons don't become treif because someone mixed in a treif, a gallon of wine. I can't drink any of the wine because every sip of wine I'm going to have some of the drops from the treif of wine. But it's not that the kosher wine becomes treif. I can't drink it because it has a taruvus of the treif of wine. So that's a discussion in the Mishnah. So in some rare cases, the Tanaim would say you can sell it to a goy. A goyim mutter, the goyim are allowed to drink a treif of wine. You can sell it to a guy, but don't charge for the tray for wine. Or in some cases, Yalach HaNor, Liyam HaMelech, rare cases, but normally, there's no pidyon for Yisrael HaNor. The only Yisrael HaNor that had pidyon is Hegdash. So that's what the Gemara says. What's the case that you were referring to before? Eirechot by Meis Bailo should be believed the same as Eirechot is believed by Koinomis. What's the case by Koinomis? If he took the ned there, so he could have been nishal on the neder. Idi dehu, if he's the one, what are we talking now? By the kainamis, if he's the bala neder, so biyado li chuliyah, he could be mata the neder. So it's biyado, so it's not kenegar hazaka. And if someone else took the neder, so he can't be mata the neder. Unless it was, he held yesh milu be kainamis, and then it has pidyon, so then he could have been paida. So the Gemara says, Ella, the Acher, someone else took the neder. The father. father who died. Father took nedavim, anoy, and the edecha comes and he says, anoy, yidayna deitchul mari alei. I know for a fact that the father comes to be menachem over by the shul. He says, I know for a fact that your father was, he went to a chacham, he was mater the neder. So the Gemara says, so how do you know that this stranger is believed? It's edecha keneged chazok, it's not the yaday. So the Gemara says, who says that? You're giving mishalim from tevel, from hegdish, and from kainomis. It's a mashal kecheres anishba. It's nishkin gut the mashal. The other case is good for the edechad is not believed. Edechad keneger chazok is not believed. So why should edechad be naman over here by my spada? It's keneger chazok, and it's not biyadi. I don't have the ability. I don't have the right to kill a husband. I say the husband died. I can't arrange it. I'm not allowed to arrange that the husband should get killed. So it's edechad keneger chazok should not be believed. So that's the shaila. Why is edechad believed? We really had two questions. One question was, it's a davish b'erva. That's a bigger question. It's a davish b'erva. And we say you need to aid him. And next, second question, even if you won't distinguish between davish b'erva and isurim, but it's a edechot keneged chazok zayin anema. So the Gemara says, Amar Abzeira, the answer is, mitachem shachmar tala b'soifo. The Mishnah, the perek here begins with all of these penalties. If the Bezdin permitted a woman to marry based on the Haggadah Seder of Edechad, Edechad says Meis Baila, and then it turns out that it was all a mistake, the husband is still alive, so she needs a get Teitze Mizeh Mizeh. She can't go back to the first husband, even though it should really be an Eshesish Shezinsa B'Shegek. She thought the husband was not alive anymore. She really should be Muteris L'Baila, so we have a Chumer Midrabanan. She can't go back to the first husband. She can't stay with the second husband either, because Kishem Shasur al Abalka Hasur al Aboil. And neither is Chayv and Mizainis. And neither has to pay her Ksuba. And if she has children from either, then it's going to be Mamzerim. And everything, the whole list of all the penalties. And if she dies, Loizev is a Mitamila. Neither husband, if they're Kohanim, they're not allowed to be Mitami at the funeral. The whole, all the penalties. So the Gemara says, we tell the woman in advance. Whenever an edechad comes to testify that the husband is dead, we tell the woman, to the best of our knowledge, we think the husband is dead, but you better investigate on your own. Because if it's going to come out that you will remarry in error and it'll be ascertained the husband was still alive, you're going to have a whole list of penalties. So the burden of investigation is now on the woman. So that's what the Gemara says, Omer Abzeira, Metachem Shachmar Talea B'Soifo. Because we piled up so many chumras with the rabbanim, we made so many chumras on the woman b'soifa. In the event that the husband comes back alive, so that's why we permit her. He called her leha b'tchilasa. That's why we allow her to remarry, because we assume she's really going to investigate very carefully. In fact, Markasha, why did you have to make all the chumras in order to make? Don't make the chumras in the end. Don't make the kulas in the beginning. Don't say it echad is neman. And don't make all the chumras. Why do you need this whole story? Leave it on the din deraisa. Edechad is not believed for the two good reasons. It's a dovish of b'erva, and it's edechad keneged hazok. And for the Gemara, we have no choice. Because the Romans were killing so many Jews under the Nazis also. They would take husbands away before they killed everybody. They would take people away and kill them, and they wouldn't notify you whether the husband is alive or dead. There were so many agunas that the Chacham said we'll be happy if there'll be an Eid Echad. Many times there wasn't even an Eid Echad to say that the husband is dead. So, Mishum Miguna Kiler Babonim. That's the explanation why there was a need to be Mekel. But then they were Mekel, they felt they have to be Mekel on Eid Echad, and the reason for the Kul of Eid Echad is Isha Daiko Mintzua. Isha Daiko, the woman will be very careful because he warned her in advance. If it turns out that that the husband is still alive, you're going to suffer then, because there's going to be a lot of chumras from the rabban. So that's a shaila in the Gemara later. Tosfos alludes to it a little bit. The Gemara has two versions of what exactly is the kula based on. That's on Sadi Gimel and Beis, about the eighth line by the wide lines. When the lines become wide, so the Gemara has the bol minayim Rav Sheshes. The Talmidim asked of Rav Sheshes a shaila. What's the din? Edechad biyivama mahu. A woman is married and the husband disappeared. We don't know if he's alive or dead. Eidecha comes and says that the husband is dead, but they never had any. The husband never had any children. So she's supposed to marry the brother. She's supposed on Tzad Gimel on a base in the wide lines. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The six wide line. And the wide lines on Tzad Gimel on base. So it's the Shaila is, but they really should have two dots here. You can't find the bow min Rav Sheshet. They ask the question of Rav Sheshet. What's the din? Eidechot bivoma mahu. Eidechot comes and says the husband died, and therefore the wife should be misyabemes to the husband's brother. Time of day, why is Eidechot believed? You should really require two Eidim. What's the reason why Eidechot is believed? Time of day, Eidechot, mishum in the milsa David leglui, loy mishaker, is because no one would want to tell a lie if they're going to be able to get caught red-handed in the lie. So to say that the husband died, then he really didn't die, the husband's ultimately going to show up. So it's going to be a milsa David leglui. Is that the reason why when they go, or vachanami loy mishaker, here too? Eidecha wouldn't want to tell a lie, say that the husband is dead, that she should go have Yibum. The husband's going to come back alive, he'll be caught red-handed in a lie. Or Dilma, perhaps I should say, that's not the reason. Time of Eidecha, the reason why we're mekel is, like we said over here, Mishum, the Ihi, Daiko, Uminsvo, the woman, we tell the woman, you have better investigated. Because Metochem, Shechmat, Allah, Besafir, Kalt, Allah, Betchilosa, we tell it's your responsibility to make a strong investigation. You better check into it. If that's the basis of that, of a hacha here by Yavama, she was married to the husband. So she was friendly with the husband's brother also. A brother, similar to the husband. So just like she was happily married with the husband, she'll be happily married with the brother. So she may not be interested in checking in so much. She wants to, all the women want to be married. Today, maybe not. But in the days of the Gemara, the normal thing was, Elishech Chukasech, every woman. As the Gemara say, more than the husband wants to get married, the wife wants to. Yes, Masha Aishu Tzilisa, Aishu Tzilinasa. The women have a stronger desire to get married than the men have. So maybe the woman won't check into it so carefully. In this case, by the Makam Yibum Kivin, Zimnan Derachmalei, maybe she'll have a crush on her brother-in-law, her husband's brother. Maybe Loi Daikon Minsva. She may not check so carefully. So that's a whole discussion in the Gemara. That's a whole discussion. So this is, maybe we'll just finish over here. Take a look on Peches Amir Aleph. The test Metachem Shachmat Aleha B'Seifa. The question is, the woman is Beches Kaseishes Ish. She's been married for the last 25 years. The husband disappears, Benona, if he's alive or dead. So the woman is at least a suffocatious ish, but she's b'ches kaseishes ish. Eidechot should not be believed min haTorah for two good reasons. Number one, it's a dovah should be over. Number two, even if it would have been yisurin, it's Eidechot keneged haChazakah. She has a chazakah, she was married for 25 years. So all of a sudden we are mekel. Why? Is it because milsa David legli loy mishakri inchi, that's a rubat alaysa kamot. People will never tell a lie if they know they can get caught red-handed in the lie. So you say, Ruba v'chazok, Ruba odif. She has cheskes eshishish, but this is such a whopper of a raiv, such a strong raiv. Milsa David l'gloi la mishak rinzi. So the raiv beats out the chazoka, so we're matter her to remarry based on the raiv, or matter her to remarry based on the, each one is a raiv. Isha daika minzva also mitachem shachmat aleh v'soifa ikal taleh b'tchilos is also a ruba d'leisa kaman. So that's the Gemara Sofik on Tzadi Gimel on base. Which is the real roiv that we're relying on? Is it roiv A or roiv B? Is it the roiv of milsa David l'glui loy mishakri inshi? So that should apply in many cases. Or is it the roiv of isha daika minzva? The other nafkaminas also, let's say the woman is a young girl. She's only 10 years old. And the Eidechot says, a 10-year-old girl, you expect her to, you tell her, in case the husband comes back alive, she doesn't understand what's going on. She won't, if it's based on Isha, Daika, Minzva, if she's a young girl, she can't, even if she's 13, 15, she can make an investigation. If she's over 20, okay. A young girl, you can't make an investigation. But if it's based on Nilsa David Ligului, Lamishakarinchi, means the Eidechot will never tell a lie. Because the Eidechot knows he can get caught in the lie. So this is a crucial suffix. The suffix on Tzadi Gimel is a crucial suffix with the many nafkaminas. But basically, the two tzadim and the suffix are the same. Eid Echod is not the Eid Echod is belief. We have a rub at the Leisa Kamon that the husband is dead. Either Roy Vey or Roy Be, either because Daiko Mitzvah. So the Roy is the Eid Echod must be telling the truth, or the Roy is that the wife must have investigated very carefully. So this works Menatoira. This takla, the Roiv is so good, it works Menatoira. And we say, Ruba v'chazok, Ruba, that we allow the woman to remarry. So Taisa said, they don't think it's true. Nira Liri, that's the little Taisa's Pechasa Manala. Nira Liri, the Leslan Amem Anan Sahadi, we cannot assure that this is such a Vador, it's the Daiko Minzlo, v'nemen erech v'kach Menatoira. They don't believe that this is true, that this such a strong Roiv. Ruba v'chazok, what's taked in Ruba v'chazok, Rubodev, does it always apply? Ruba v'chazok, Rubodev, so Tosis has in a few mesichtes, Tosis has, it depends how strong the Roiv is. A Roiv of 51% to 49%, that's called a Roiv Garua. So that's Ruba v'chazok Ashkulim. If you have a Roiv of 90% Roiv, now you're talking Roiv, and that's it. Then Ruba v'chazok, Rubodev. If it's something in between, it's not so clear. So Tesis is not, Tesis does not think that Daiko Minsevo is such a strong Roiv that it should beat out the Chazoka, Minatoira. Elamit Takonas Chacham Hu Dinemim. It's only Midirabbana, Minatoira, the woman is not allowed to remarry. Because she's Becheska Seishishish, and Eirechot is not Bagloip. It's only Midirabbana. But then Tesis is bothered with Akasha. There's going to be a whole sugya that we're going to spend time on to learn. The Chachamim have authority to make Gzeris Midirabbana. Let's say on Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry an Mishus HaRabim, but on the Carmelis Minatoria, you're allowed to carry some Midirabbana. They prohibit you from carrying in a Carmelis. Minatoria, if you're a righty, you're not allowed to write with the right hand, but to write with the left hand, you're allowed to write Minatoria, Midirabbana, they prohibit it. So the Gemara said that's based on the pasuk "Mishmarti mes mishmarti, asu mishmaris lemishmarti." That's over here on in the middle of Chof Aleph Amar Aleph. That's the first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, "Lashi kiputar mesin masor leshut alanshik nes agdal ha'imam mishloshet dvarim." And one of the things is "Asay siyag la'toira," and it's based on this pasuk "Mishmarti." And that's the concluding pasuk in Parshas Achrei Mois. The Chachamim are authorized to make Aseis Yav Latar. They make Harchokes. Do they have the right to make a Harchoke even Bakiras Dov Menatorah to be Oiker a Mitzvah? They tell you don't carry any Carmelis and don't eat chicken that's cooked in milk and don't write with your left hand. Alright, they make all the Chumras. Do they have the right to tell me when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, don't blow Shofar? It says in the Torah, you have to blow Shofar. So that's a whole sugya. The Gemara is going to say yes. Yesh Kerch Yar Chachamim. I feel a lack of dov menator. They want to make exera derabana and bakiras mitzvah. They tell you don't put on tzitzis and a beged shel pishtan. Menator you mechuyev to put on tzitzis. And a gershon is gayer, a gershon is gayer on erev Pesach. We don't allow him to bring the korban Pesach. We tell him bring Pesach sheni, don't bring Pesach rishon. The Gemara has a few cases over here that we say yesh kach v'achacham and lack of dov menator. But the maskana, the babli is going to have a whole discussion. That's only b'shev yal tasa. Not Bikumbi Yasei. The Chum do not have authority to be Oikah Dab Menatar Bikumbi Yasei. So that's what Tosis asks. The Ein Zakir is Dab Menatar. How do they have the right to permit the woman to remarry? Menatar, she's an Eshes Ish. How can they allow the woman to remarry? If Menatar, this Rive of Daiko Minsuo, or the Rive of Milsa David El Gluy, Lam Shakrich, Menatar, it's not a valid Rive. It's only with the Rabbanot. So Tosis comes up with a big Kiddush. They have this in a few Mesichtas. There's a recurrent theme in Tosis. The Ein Zakir is Dov Min HaTorah. Why? Kiven Shedoy Mahadov Hogun LaHamin Kamo Shafar Shel Kamo Mepirkan Shebedov Shiyesh Ktsas Tam Esmach Lecho Shavoy Kedov Min HaTorah. If it's a Dov HaDoyme, then we say Yesh Koach Lakar. What kind of business here? Rabbi Kivega says Chen Kos HaTosis Ben Nozir Uba Masechus Avodah Zorah, and a few more Masechtas, quite a few places. That's a Pella. So the Chazon Ish says that's conservative Judaism. What do you mean?
It's a Lois essay.
So that they have no authority. That's the whole sugya. That's the Ein Kach Be'achacham Lakadam Antar Bikum Be'asei. The rabbi allows the balabatim to drive to the synagogue on the Sabbath because it's pikuach nefesh. It's not pikuach agul, pikuach nefesh for his ruchnias. If he won't drive to shul on Shabbos, he's going to forget that he's Jewish. So that's a pshatl. All the conservatives, everything they do is davar doima. So that's what the Chazon Ish is very unhappy about, this Tosfos. So he says Tosfos never meant it. There's so many Tosfos in that. He said Tosfos meant what the Ramban says. It's very not b'mashma at all. The simple reading of Tosfos is that they really said it, they really meant it. They have it a few places in Shas. That yesh koach lakar afilu b'kum v'yasei, to allow people to do an avera, if they can package it in such a way that it sounds like a din deraisa. That's a pella. So maybe, okay, maybe next week we'll have to begin from this topic. And this week's sedra is the kesha to this. The din is that in Parshas Lech Lecha, the Torah tells us the din that you have to do the bris milah on the eighth day. So then in the beginning of Parshas Tazri, it's repeated again. How come it's repeated again? So the Gemara says, the Torah's Kohanim says, and the Gemara says, it's the Torah that is Deicha Shabbos. So Tosfos and all the Rishonim ask Akasha, when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, we're afraid, Shemei Aperenu, someone made by mistake, carry the Shofar, and when Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, first day Sukkot falls out on Shabbos, we're afraid somebody may carry the Lulav by mistake. So why are we not afraid if the Shmini, the Milo, falls out on Shabbos? How come we're not afraid that the Moel may carry the knife, or the parents may carry the baby? Someone may, baby by mistake, carry. So the Meiri on Megillah, the Abdallah, Tosfos quotes the Kasha Megillah. Meiri quotes, he collects all the six answers of the Rishayim. Different Rishayim get different answers. So there's a Teretz that's famous from the Taz, of David Cohen from Flatbush, from Gvul Yavetz, puts out Sforim faster than I can read them. So yeah, he has one of his many Sforim. You have to have a whole bookcase. He has a lot of Sforim. They're all very valuable Sforim. He's a big Talmid Chacham, big Baal Kishon. He has one whole Sefer, Al Divrei HaTaz HaYadua, on the famous Taz. So the Taz has such a kasha. Why did the Chacham, Taz quotes from his father-in-law, from the Bach? Taz was the son-in-law of the Bach. So he quotes a kasha. Why did the Chacham only prohibit carrying? Why did the Chacham only prohibit blowing Shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos? Because Gerish and the Avirenu, somebody by mistake may carry the Shofar. They should have prohibited blowing Shofar on every Rosh Hashanah, because Mashmiya Kol, you're not allowed to play a musical instrument. Mashmiya Kol is also Shemisak and Kleshir. So he gives a teretz from the Bach, and he applies it to the Bris Milah. He has it in a few places in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, the Chachamim have no authority to make a gzera de rabbana keneged dovah amafurish batur. Since it says beferish you have to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, so they can't make a gzera against that. It never says beferish that you have to blow shofar even if Rosh Hashanah happens to fall out on Shabbos. Itself understood. Why not? Tkir shofar is a chokhma veinu malacha. So since you have to blow shofar, you blow shofar even if holy is b'Shabbos. But that's not mefurish bikro. So there the Chachamim had the authority, they had the right to make a gzera, shemi avirena, but they should make a gzera to do away with the whole tkiya shofar, and that's kenegadav mefurish b'Torah, they can't do it. So the Taz explains a lot of things in Yeridei and Arachayim. So one of the things he explains is this. He says this as a teretz and the kasha. Since the Gemara says the whole reason why the pasuk was repeated, pasuk gimel and tazriya b'yam hashmini imel b'sar alosai, it's only repeated to tell you that it's decha Shabbos. It's not really mefurish b'kro. It doesn't say why it's repeated. The Torah Sheval Peh says the reason why it's repeated, everything already says in Parshas Lech Lecha. So what is the whole need for the pasuk? Oh, it's telling you that you have to do the bris on Shabbos, you have to do the bris on the eighth day, even if the eighth day turns out to be Shabbos. So the Taz says this is also considered like davar mefurish b'kro. So that's why the Chacham had no ability to make such a gzeira. So this is the Taz's teretz on all bunch of kashas. So it's interesting, the Meiri quotes this, that the Rishonim had this. That's one of the six terutzim that the Meiri quotes. Why is that? Why should that be so? Rav David Kahn quotes many, many sources, Tosfos and all over Shas. Half the time Tosfos says like the Taz, and half the time Tosfos says against the Taz. It's a beferish machlokes in the Rishonim, whether this klal is correct. Is it true? But if you should say there is such a klal, the Chacham have no authority to make a gzera keneged davar mefurish b'Torah, why not? So I think the hesber that's usually given is the following. The Rambam in the Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayis explains that Mishnayis is Torah Shebal Peh. He says, what constitutes Torah Shebal Peh? So he has five different parts to Torah Shebal Peh. He has Halacha Moshe Mishinai, is Torah Shebal Peh. Then you have Pirushim HaMukubalim Moshe Mishinai, that creates Hadar, means an Esrog. Ayin Tachasayin is not to be taken literally, that certain expressions have certain meanings. Every language has certain expressions. The English language also, there are certain expressions that have certain meanings. You can't translate it literally, that's not what it means. And then you have Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah, and Reshes Behem. That's the third area of Torah Shabbat Peh. Then the Rama has the fourth and the fifth areas of Gzeiros and the Takanas de Rabbanim. So the simple mashmas of the Rambam is that all the Takonas de Rabbanan, all the Gzeiros de Rabbanan, blend in to be a chelek of the Torah Shebal Peh min HaTorah. Even though the Chayvus HaGavra to observe them is only with the Rabbanan, the Dinim de Rabbanan are only Rani Mukhiv to observe them with the Rabbanan, but when you learn them, you're learning a cheftzah shal Torah min HaTorah. You're mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah min HaRaisa when you learn them. So if you want all the Dinim de Rabbanan to blend in, to become part of the, an integral part of the Torah Shebal Peh, you cannot have a stira min eibe. You can't make a gzer de rabban keneged dova mufurish b'torah. It can't blend in. That's like we have the klal called the tikkun rabban kein deraisa tikkun. Why did they make kein deraisa? Because they wanted all the dinim de rabban to blend in, to become an integral part of the Torah Shebal Peh min haTorah. So if you're not going to make kein deraisa, it can't blend in. So this also, they cannot make a gzer de rabban keneged dova mufurish b'torah. This is a big chiddush, though, to say that this is considered a davar mefurish b'Torah. But it's interesting, the Meiri quoted it from the Rishonim. Some of the Rishonim said that answer that the Taz gave. It's a topic that's debated by Rishonim and by Achrayim. This week, tomorrow, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael for the wedding of my oldest grandchild, who lives in Eretz Yisrael, but I will be back by next Tuesday night. Wow. So I will give a shiur next Tuesday night. Amen.
Those of you who want to get a goddess, I still have a few goddess left, so come and get it.
Few.
Yeah, we're all going to have to go get part of the sure.
Good to
have. Okay.
So really, you figured that out?
Give Shadoka.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Oh,
all that
simple. I'm going to pray
to be a
to get the stuff.
Okay.